Hi there, and welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast, where today we're looking at hybrid infrastructure environments and data protection, data storage and management. And with me today, I have Mark Adams, who is Regional Director for Northern Europe with Cohesity. Hi there, Mark.
Hi there, Anthony. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. So I will move swiftly on to the first question, and that is, Mark, what makes organisations especially vulnerable as dependence on SaaS applications and SaaS data grows? Over to you.
Thanks. You know, hybrid on-premise and multi-cloud applications, infrastructure deployments, a top priority for many organisations seeking to compete in the current world, as we know. And it's an ever sort of untenable position for IT, given sort of the relentless growth of data and, more importantly, lower budgets and the security threats. So the hybrid deployment, whilst providing agility, does add complexity and can expand the attack surface if the organizations fail to adequately manage and protect those data assets. So what makes it especially vulnerable for organizations is, as your question said, that in addition to traditional on-prem or edge, you now have the SaaS applications and SaaS data. And it's tough for business leaders to know how to safeguard that valuable internal and customer data in an ever-increasing savvy world. So I would split the discussion into the on-prem, because I think there are key differences between on-prem and cloud-based systems, including security control, visibility, all the logging, monitoring, etc. But I also think it's worth, when you're talking about SaaS, talking about the two sides to that discussion too. So SaaS applications, one thing, and we can talk about how we would advise business leaders, CIOs, CISOs about that sort of space, and SaaS data, which is a whole different space and probably the troublesome space.
Okay, thanks, Mark. That brings us on neatly to our second major question, really, which is considering security and backup, what steps should business leaders be taking to safeguard on-prem data and data in hybrid environments, which covers SaaS data? So over to you again.
Okay, thanks. Well, the simple answer is take control of your data, wherever it is. It's the most competitive asset you have. Not everybody thinks like that, but any business that is removed or separated from its data rapidly finds out that's the case. It's always best to have your own copy of your data, so your own data backup, your own protection and your own recovery in place wherever it is. I would say that because of that, simplify the data management. So if you've got strong on-prem capabilities, make sure you bring your SaaS data into that core data management so that you can have a coherent and single one set of policies for all your data. That's where, if you can't bring everything into your current data management system, then you should really be looking for a modern 21st century platform-based alternative so that you can simplify the SaaS data from the SaaS applications alongside your robo, your edge, and more importantly, your on-prem. You should try, I would suggest, some of the like data management as a service, because you can do that easily. You can do that with a modern solution and you can do it without buying infrastructure. So it lets you at least spend some time and focus on those key business critical tasks. And you should protect data that you move to the cloud in a way that makes sense for you. A platform base is the strongest. Again, it's very modern, it's very extensible, so it's got some future proof about it. But again, one set of policies across on-prem, cloud, as a service, lets you navigate, lets you manage, lets you control, allows you to provide data governance and extend the value of that data you have by having a platform and lets you plan ahead.
Thanks very much, Mark. Been good to have you with us today. For more information and news on backup and storage, go to computerweekly.com/storage.